This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum, I'm Hala Banani. Welcome to Inspirations on Huda tonight. Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulallah. Our guest today started her career as a model and a successful real estate broker, driving her Rolls Royce with a license plate that had her name on it, Raya. Even though she mingled with the rich and famous and was successful according to most standards, there was a deep emptiness inside that no amount of wealth, fame, or entertainment could fill. She went on a spiritual quest to find meaning in her life and a sense of purpose. From Hinduism to Buddhism, to 7 years of joining Christianity, to finally embracing Islam at the age of 35. This spiritual journey had many twists and turns with many unexpected realizations. Find out how at the age of 73, she memorized the Quran, mashallah, tabarakallah, defying all myths and stereotypes about aging. Our guest today has spent the past 30 years dedicated to learning the Quran by moving to Egypt and then sharing her love for the deen by moving to Malaysia on the island of Langkawi, doing dawah and teaching Quran to mothers and children. It's a pleasure to introduce my dear friend, Sister Raya Shokat. Salam alaikum, Sister Raya, and welcome to the show.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and thank you, sister.
Uh-huh. Well, we have known each other now for the past, I believe it's about 15 years. We met in Egypt, and it was such a joy. You would come for slumber parties when the kids were little. Those were fun days.
Yes, it was beautiful to be grandma for your kids. It was really nice.
It was really nice. And now, after 10 years, we've had a reunion. It's been such a pleasure having you stay at our home the past few days. And you're recording from my home. And it's great to have you, mashallah.
Thank you very much, sister. It's a pleasure to be here and see all of you. It's such a beautiful family here. Very connected together, very united together. It's a blessing to be here with all of you.
Alhamdulillah, blessing to have you. Now, before becoming a Muslim, you were a model, a real estate broker in Los Angeles, and many people are striving to have that life, and they think all their problems would be solved if they were just rich and famous. Tell us, what was your life like?
Well, as you said, rich and famous. I had pretty much, in my 20s, I had pretty much everything I wanted to. I drove a Rolls Royce, which is a, you know, king's or queen's car. I had a beach home overlooking Pacific Ocean. I traveled. I had pretty much, because I was a real estate broker, I was really ambitious. So I achieved my financial goal in the age of 20s, you know, 25, 26. And that's how my life was.
Mashallah. So at such a young age, you were able to achieve so much. But how did you feel inside? Was there a feeling of contentment? Did you have a sense of fulfillment?
Well, at the beginning, I feel like I had a sense of achievement because my goal was financial, you know, freedom. I have financial ability to travel. It's like as a young person, it's normal for young people want to do a lot of things. So whatever I wanted, I was very goal-oriented, so I was achieving it. But then when I got what I wanted, life looked very empty. at that time.
It was empty. It was empty inside. And then how did you try to fill that emptiness?
Well, at that time, with the mindset that I had, I thought the emptiness would be fulfilled with getting married and having a husband. And I thought, if I achieve that goal, then I'm going to be in good shape. So I did get married and had a couple of kids. In about less than 5 years, the marriage failed.
Oh, wow. So you were thinking that, okay, all I need to do, you experience the success. That didn't give you fulfillment. There was a feeling of achievement, but there was still emptiness. And you thought the solution is to get married. The marriage failed and you were feeling, you were still searching. So what, and you went from Hinduism to Buddhism to Christianity. What did you feel was missing from those religions?
Well, to begin with, my motivation to join this religion was because the failed marriage and everything else didn't work. I really needed peace. So if anybody had peace in their faces, I wanted to have whatever religion they had. So I saw that in practicing Hindus, I joined them and then Buddhism and Christianity. What I found the problem with that was all of them had idolatry, worshiping other gods. And then with Christianity, worshiping Jesus as God, I could never do that. I was looking for God, but the gods that they were introducing to all the newcomers, it was not the God I was looking for. So I was going from one to another, and I thought Christianity was the last one. And I could never worship Jesus as God, the Son of God and Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It was not the path I was looking for. I kept moving on.
So you were searching for that peace. And whenever you saw peace or serenity on someone's face, you thought the answer is their religion. You pursued it. You went after it. And each one you felt was what was missing was the fact that there was idolatry and you were looking for the one true God. So what was the most significant turning point in your life?
Well, if you're ready to cry, I can tell you. Otherwise, I won't tell you.
No, we are all ready.
Actually, no. You will, if you see my video, you will cry. But however, what it was is the pastor told me, right, you've been with us 7.5 years and you have not been baptized. You're not officially a Christian, but you know the Bible. I knew the Bible even better than the Christian. I was even teaching the Bible. I was even went to Christian university studying Christian theology. So he noticed that I am a serious learner. But why is it that you have not become a Christian? I said, well, give me 4 days and I'll come back to give you the answer. He said, okay. So that is when, when I got married to my husband, we bought a Quran. It was Yusuf Ali Quran, had the English, Arabic, and had translation. We never opened it up. So at this time, I took the Quran and I took the Bible. I went to some remote hotel by the mountains, and I sat there and I really cried to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I just said, Allah, I've been looking for you for 15 years. And I have found people worshiping other than you. Please guide me. Tell me what to go, where to go. How can I find you? So I already, of course, knew the Bible. So I opened the Quran to Surah Al-Fatiha. I opened the Quran to Surah Al-Fatiha. And of course, I'm reading the English part. What I'm reading, of course, because of lack of time, I cannot tell you all the meaning of the ayahs. But the ayahs, you know, Maliki Yawmiddin, for example, he's the owner of the Day of Judgment. This is like, it's like shock to my system. How come all of these people believe in reincarnation, believe in other than the Day of Judgment? So, you alone we worship, and from you we seek help. And I look at all these people and gods, the false gods, the people worship, and Allah is telling us, you alone, telling us to tell him, you alone we worship, and from you we seek help. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Asking us to tell him, guide us to straight path of those whom you have bestowed your mercy, not those who have How's your anger and, you know, your wrath? When I read this, I fainted. I passed out. I don't know for how long. All I know is when I came to myself, I was sweating. I had fever. I was shaking. It's like a child that finally found the missing mother. It was like, even as I talk with you, my hair stands up. This is how many years ago. So at that time, I asked Allah for forgiveness. Ask Allah, you know, that forgive me that I have gone astray. Because I was looking for you, truly looking for you. Now I found you. I went back to the pastor. I thanked him for asking me to decide. He was very, very happy. So you're really now ready to be a Christian? I said, no, I'm ready to be a Muslim.
That's not the answer he was waiting for. 7 years. 7 years he was patient. And subhanAllah, how did he react?
He said, I will pray for you. And I looked at him very kindly. I said, I will also pray for you. And that's the last time I saw the pastor and the church and Christianity. I went into Islam. Islam, what is it? I lived in mountains, Northern California, not one Muslim mosque, nothing. I had no one. All I had was one Quran with Arabic, English, and some tafsir. And that's when my journey began. To learn Islam and learn about Allah.
What an amazing story. See, I got teared up. And, you know, the fact that you had to decide and you went into seclusion. And this is an important lesson for all of us. When we need to decide on something, we need seclusion, we need to focus. And you pleaded to Allah, and anyone who has embraced Islam. I've had Sheikh Yusuf Estes here, and he said the moment before he took his shahada, he asked for that guidance. There are so many people, when you search for that and you pray and you cry for that guidance, Allah provided you. And in the on the first page of the Quran with Surah Fatiha, subhanAllah, that is what moved you. You got a fever, you were overwhelmed, and you decided. So that's a pretty incredible story, mashallah.
Alhamdulillah.
Mashallah. And it took you 30 years to memorize the Quran. First, I want to know what made you want to memorize the Quran, and how did you do it since Arabic is not your native language?
Well, I have to tell you that people who are born and raised as Muslim, they pray and they do the norm. Maybe they take it for granted and they say, okay, I'm Muslim. But for someone who has searched for all these years and finds Islam, and of course, I researched, understood the Quran is the word of Allah, is authentic. This is the only thing, the only holy book that is authentic. I'm looking at the Quran, every word is the word of Allah. So I have been yearning to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's through his holy book. I started reading and I started taking word by word, putting numbers on it, putting a 3x5 card. There's no internet, nothing. It was the stone age where I lived. And I started memorizing these words, word by word, ayah by ayah, and whatever I could see in the tafsir at the bottom of the Quran, I would read. I would not go from one ayah to the other ayah unless I knew every word, the meaning of every word.
MashaAllah. I want to pause right there because this is such an important part of memorization. Many people who memorize the Quran, they do it and it's just simply memorizing words without understanding the meanings. And how significant is it to understand exactly what it is that you are memorizing?
Absolutely. You know, everybody has to ask themselves about their own intention. Why am I reading the Quran? Why am I memorizing? What is the purpose? Some people memorize the Quran in 2 years. The purpose is to memorize the Quran. And later on, maybe they would reflect on the words. For me, I have come to a treasure. I have a treasure in my hand. I wanted to know Allah. I looked for you, Allah, for 15 years. Now I get you. I wanted to know him. To know him, I had to know the meaning. In order, knowing the meaning was not enough. I wanted to pray. I wanted to know what I'm saying. I wanted to memorize what I'm saying. So it started really small, but my intention was not to memorize the entire Quran. That was not my original intention. It came this way.
So the more, it was your love, love for Allah, right?
Yes, it was like, literally, I feel like this was a love affair.
Oh.
I have found my creator. Who are you? What are you telling us? I wanted to know. So I memorized like a few surahs and then a few surahs more. The more I memorized, the more anxious I got. Oh, I'm sure there's some more that I don't know. Let me memorize just one more surah. It's Surah Al-Baqarah. It took me like 4 years to memorize. And this was, I was in my 40s. And until now, I memorized, I know the Surah Al-Baqarah quite well. But as, anyway, we'll talk about this later, but it was my love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that drove me to memorize. Again, it was not originally my intention to memorize the whole surah, but I had no choice, I had no control. Once you go on the train and train is going one direction, you're on the train. So yes. Alhamdulillah, I kept going.
Right. And, you know, I really love the fact that you, you know, you said that you were searching for Allah for 15 years and you felt like you found him and you wanted to know everything about him. And you described this at this as this amazing love. And it's like when two people meet one another, you want to know everything about the person. And you had that passion and excitement for Allah. How beautiful is that, that you wanted to keep learning each verse and each surah to get a better understanding of your creator. And the fact that you understood the meaning is what gave it the depth. And I like to use the analogy that, you know, if you have an appliance and, you know, you want the manual, you read the instructions, and if it's in Spanish, even if you can read it, right, you can read it, you can sound it out because the letters, but you won't get any explanation, no guidance by reading it. So exactly. It's so important to know the meaning. Thank you for emphasizing that. Now, there are many limiting beliefs about getting older. Many people think that, you know, they're losing their memory and they can't memorize anymore. What would you say about, you know, about the role of aging? And did you feel like it got in the way at all?
Honestly, I never thought about aging. It was not in my mind. I had an aim. I had a goal. Somewhere after I had memorized maybe a quarter of the Quran, that's when I realized I want to continue and I want to finish. Mm-hmm. At this time, I never, not even once, I never thought about aging. All I was focused on was my goal. My goal was to finish memorizing the Quran. I never pushed myself, but one thing for sure, I did not miss a day of memorizing. If I memorized one ayah, half an ayah, and I had Sheikh Husari CD at the time with CD, and I could listen to him many times, and I'm following him so I can recite like him. It was like day and night, and I walked anywhere. I went to different countries. Everywhere I go, I'm memorizing the Quran. The Quran never left me a day. This is why it took 30 years, because I want to learn. I want to know the meaning. I want to digest what I learned. I want to think about what I learned. So I have no problem taking 40 years, 50 years. I'm not bound by age.
So that, you bring up a few really important points. First of all, you focused on your goal. Goal was to memorize. You wanted to memorize. You didn't focus on the limitations. You didn't think about your age. It was just about memorizing. And you didn't give yourself like a time limit. It was basically, it could take me 30, 40 years, no problem. So with that kind of mashallah motivation and positivity, Allah opened up the door. And that's really, really remarkable, because you are now 75, mashallah, you're thriving. And it's a beautiful example for all of us, mashallah. And some people talk about aging gracefully, but I think we need a radical reframe of aging. And, you know, it really doesn't need to be filled with illness and debilitation. So what do you think is needed in order to live a fulfilling life in your 60s, 70s, and even 80s?
Well, I can tell you something that I hope those who are hearing this, who really, really, really are hearing me. And that is, You have to have a purpose in life. You have to have a purpose. If you just, you're aging, you just surrender to aging, you know, you're 50, 60, 70, 80, you know, slowly you think your body is giving up. You cannot walk, you cannot exercise, you cannot do this. First of all, have a purpose. There are multiple things. The main thing, have a purpose in your life. What is, why are you living? What is your purpose? Try to do something to help out, reach out to other people, and something that gives you a purpose. You are not only helping yourself, you're helping others as well. And the other thing is, you have got to really be in good shape, mentally, physically, spiritually. How to do this? Exercise, eat proper food, read the Quran, get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Combination of all of this, it brings you a good health.
MashaAllah, that's amazing lessons, amazing guidelines to follow. So we have to have the right attitude first. We cannot be overwhelmed, right, with this idea of growing older, have a positive outlook. You have to be active. And, you know, as far as eating right, exercising, and the idea of having a purpose, which is so critical. When a person doesn't have a sense of purpose, they wither and die, or they just, they have hopelessness and depression, and they get overwhelmed with anxiety. So such beautiful ways to lead your life. And tell us, first of all, what is your sense of purpose in life?
My sense of purpose is at this time, because when I finished memorizing the Quran, I posted it on Facebook, and literally thousands and thousands and thousands of people responded. So then I decided, people contacted me, they wanted to memorize the Quran with me. I'm not a Quran teacher, this was not my purpose of studying. So I actually got several volunteers. Now I have like almost 35,000-40,000 Facebook followers. We teach Quran, Tajweed, everything that's related to Quran. And my purpose is to bring people to the book. If I were to make it very short, my purpose is to bring people to the Book of Allah. This is it.
MashaAllah. How beautiful. Mm-hmm. So you're driven to bring people to the Book of Allah. You have inspired thousands of people, MashaAllah, across the globe, and you want to continue. And tell us, MashaAllah, I know that we're running out of time, but very quickly, how do you stay fit? How do you keep up, MashaAllah? What is a daily activity? How do you stay healthy mentally, emotionally, and physically?
Well, on a daily basis, depending on my mood. Sometimes I go climb 500 steps to the top of waterfall in the island.
Did y'all?
Or maybe swim,
steps.
You know, in the pool. Maybe I go to the sea and swim there. Maybe I go walk 1 or 2 kilometers. Sometimes I bike. It's like there's no limitation. There's no limitation because of aging. I don't think about aging. It all depends on my mood that morning. I'm physically very active, and also I am extremely mindful of what I eat. It is important. I don't eat junk food. I don't fry food. I'm really careful with that. And on daily basis, before, after Fajr, I'm reading the Quran. I'm contemplating. It's like having a balance of mental, physical, spiritual balance of the three. This is the definitely key to success. If we leave this, forget one of them, then we would fall. So this is my purpose. Have a purpose, and to achieve that purpose, I have to keep health.
MashaAllah. Jazakallah khairan, Sister Raya Shokat, for coming on today, for sharing your inspiration to be healthy, your inspiration to be connected to the word of Allah. I'm sure all our viewers benefited and are inspired to get connected and to age gracefully, inshallah. And Jazakallah khairan. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. Pleasure.
Thank you so much. We will take a short break, and we will be right back with some reflections, inshallah. Ah, 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 ah.
Jobs are impacted. Marriages are impacted. Children are impacted. Communities are impacted. You have to want to know how to deal with the changes. You have to be eager to meet some successful Muslims. You can't live in this world and not be mindful of your purpose. I think we can all use some inspiration. I'm your sister, Hala Banani. Trailblazers, change makers, community builders. We will meet the men and women who have left an impact on our Muslim society, the role models, the activists, and the modern day heroes. This is a show where you'll meet some really interesting people, psychologists, athletes, artists, and entrepreneurs, successful Muslims that are being themselves and having insightful conversation. If ever there was a time that we need faith and motivation from real people in real situations, it's now. Join me live every Sunday, 4 p.m. Central, midnight Mecca time on Huda TV.
I'm Hala Banani. Welcome to Inspirations. What an inspiring discussion with Sister Raya Shokat. She was searching for meaning, for peace and purpose, and she searched and did so much in the field of studying Buddhism, Hinduism, and finally in Catholicism, and she found Islam, alhamdulillah. Now, each one of us, we are all on a spiritual journey. And I want you to reflect on that journey and see what is it that you're searching for? What is it that you're running after? Because many times we can make the adultery, you know, the idolatry. It doesn't always have to be someone or something that you've worshiped. It could be the dollar. It could be the fame. It could be something in your life, whatever it is that you're running after. Make sure that you don't have any form of idolatry in your life and your spiritual journey. Make sure that you have a daily connection with Allah, asking for that guidance, asking for a sense of purpose. And just like, you know, Sister Raya Shokat was telling us that what gave her the peace, it wasn't the fame, it wasn't the money, it wasn't all that came that we usually classify as maybe a success. It was knowing her creator. How well do you know your creator? How much time have you spent in getting to know your creator and reading the book of Allah? How many times have you sat and reflected on the meanings and not just memorizing it, not just reading it, but truly trying to understand this and seeing it as a love letter from Allah, as a beautiful guidance and manual? If you have problems in your life, the answer is in the Quran. And each and every one of us needs to be motivated and to feel that connection that we are going to get the answers if we have an open mind and open heart. And mashallah, another inspiration from Sister Raya Shokat was the idea of it's never too late to learn and it's never too late to memorize the Quran. Mashallah, she memorized it at the age of 73. So there is no excuse if you have not memorized yet. If you don't have a connection with Allah, it is okay. Let's start from now. I'm making a new commitment myself at this time and at this day to reconnect on a deeper level with the Quran. And I want you to do the same. Reconnect, read it on a daily basis, and make a commitment that you will start the memorization process. It doesn't matter how long it takes. Sister Raya showed us that as long as you stay consistent and you have a sincere heart, you can achieve it. And really, it's about having the right attitude, having the positive attitude. And it doesn't matter how old you are. It's all a matter of your attitude, your activity, staying healthy, being fit, and having a sense of purpose. I can't emphasize the sense of purpose in your life, how important it is. Anyone that I have worked with who loses a sense of purpose will go into a deep state of depression, anxiety, and helplessness. So if you are feeling that way, if you are not motivated to get up in the morning, if you feel that life has lost its meaning, I want you to find a purpose. And that purpose can be as simple as checking on someone. That purpose can be as simple as feeding a homeless person. That purpose could be as simple as learning a new skill and reading a new book. Find your sense of purpose. And when you have that, it will fuel you to live a life with meaning, and you will have the drive and enthusiasm. So thank you so much for joining us. We all were inspired by the example of Sister Raya Shokat. Inshallah, may Allah bless her and keep her strong in this purpose of wanting to inspire others to memorize the Quran. And I pray that each of you, you find your sense of purpose and your connection with Allah on a daily basis. Join us next week for another episode of Inspiration. Jazakallah khairan. Salam alaikum. Oh,